CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. Western Illinois University and the changes we're seeing as we enter a new year. Western, like schools worldwide, went from a normal campus environment to a pandemic-induced shutdown to remote classrooms to a hybrid of sorts and now to the return of classrooms with conditions. And with the Omicron variant now surging, what are the latest conditions facing students, staff, and administrators? We talked with Assistant Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Chrissy Mindrup, who is also the administrator in charge of the Quad Cities campus. So we're starting a new semester in 2022, of course, but you've got the same old problem with COVID. It's interesting because Western is now kind of adapting to the latest Omicron variant, isn't it?
Yeah, to some degree we are adapting, and to some degree we're continuing on with the good practices we've had in place now since way back in summer of 20, continuing face coverings, social distancing, and so on. But we've added a few more layers of, I guess, safety to the campus as we prepare for the spring semester.
Of course, it has a bigger issue, I would think, in Macomb than the Quad Cities, only because of the dormitories. How has that been working in Macomb so far?
Well, you definitely have a different student population and living situation between the Quad Cities campus and Macomb. And so the additional layers of safety that we're looking at is the gateway testing to kick off the semester. Students, faculty, and staff will all be required to do a COVID test before they come to campus. So that's one layer. As I said, we're continuing the other protocols that we have in place for social distancing and limiting gatherings and those sorts of things, as well as just making sure that the classrooms, the environments throughout campus are socially distanced as well as cleaned and sanitized on a regular basis.
Well, you do know, as far as vaccinations are concerned, some schools have demanded that their students are fully vaccinated and also have the booster shot. Has Western really pushed this idea?
We've really encouraged our faculty, staff, and students toward the vaccine. We have solid percentages for both populations on both campuses who have elected to get that vaccine and as well as the booster. And then what we also see for individuals who do not get vaccinated, we have had a testing requirement over the past semester. And then this January, especially while Omicron is a factor, we'll do weekly testing for all populations. So whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, to just make sure that we have that additional layer of safety on campus as we kick off the semester.
That seems to be the key right now as we enter the third year. Can you believe I'm saying that? The third year of this pandemic is the importance of testing right now. And as you well know, nationwide in the private sector, getting the test results are all becoming a huge issue, both in time, expense, and even availability. Is that a problem at all at Western?
It has not been a problem for either of our campuses. Through the arrangements that we have to provide testing on the Quad Cities campus, as well as those for testing through the health center and other resources in Macomb. So we've been able to provide a consistent testing protocol for our community.
You do know of so many frustrations with this ongoing pandemic and the regulations and the mandates that are going on. And I hate to say this, and you can slap me the next time you see me because I'm going to say this. Have we reached this new normal type of period where just the fact that you have to be tested or that you are wearing a mask when you're in a crowded classroom, so to speak, is just acceptable now?
I think constantly pivoting is kind of the new normal. Our university community including our faculty, staff, and students, are pretty agile to the situation. We do evaluate the situation ongoing. So as we know, through the last, since March of 20, we've learned so much about the pandemic, both about the virus itself, as well as the effective ways that we can respond to it and the behaviors that we can put in place to ensure the safety of our community. And so I think overall, you know, we're adapting with the rest of the world. And I think we have the benefit of a university community that has access to information, opportunities for dialogue among employee groups, with faculty expertise, with the partnership and the expertise we have within our communities as well.
Well, I still think back a few years ago when former President Dr. Jack Thomas was talking about how he wanted to push Western more into online learning and use more of the computer education. Well, look what happened in the last 2 years, how all universities and even K-12 schools were actually forced to do that. There must be some practices that you've learned from that you want to continue, almost like keeping the good but getting rid of the bad.
We have learned a great deal about the way course format creates opportunities in the classroom, new ways of instruction that our brilliant faculty are applying to their classroom environments, using Zoom and other technologies, integrating them together in innovative ways, and also capturing new student populations, thinking about the post-traditional student or the working student. Both of those populations, among others, are looking for that added flexibility. So while many of our students want a balanced university experience, the added flexibility of online learning has been kind of a silver lining in how we balance those two types of experiences, because we do want to offer an engaging experience on campus, where students are interacting with each other, interacting with faculty in a safe way. And when we need to, we also look at those alternative formats. So it's a true balancing act that ebbs and flows with each semester.
When you're seeing possible freshmen looking to come to Western, I mean, have you noticed that? Is that over the last 2 years, these high school students have been doing remote learning and not necessarily classroom learning, that now do they thirst for the college experience, or are they now so used to online learning they don't mind staying with that process?
It's a bit of both, I would say. We see that students do still crave that social interaction in and out of the classroom, as well as many of them are more open, I think, to online learning because they've experienced that within the safety of either their high school experience, which was kind of a familiar setting, or in their work experience with their employer. So when they come to WIU, they're prepared in those ways. And what we've tried to do over the past 2 years and ongoing is to balance that, to create both those virtual opportunities as well as safe in-person activities when we can.
Western was very proud of its enrollment numbers, seeing some light at the end of the tunnel in the fall. Particularly, I know that you were pointing out a great increase in international students and at least holding on to a student population that you had. The other side of the coin is also retention into that second semester. Do you have a feel on how well that went this year?
It's too early to tell right now. We are just a few days away from the start of the spring semester. With the pandemic, what we've learned is that trends we rely on in the past aren't necessarily predictors. But so far, we like what we see. We're seeing stable numbers, continued interest, continued efforts by our teams on both campuses to connect with students and get them ready for the spring semester. And that applies to both the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses.
And specifically for the Quad City campus, I mean, are you retaining the students there, do you feel? Are we able to grow this campus?
We are, absolutely. There are a number of signs that we see both stability and growth. As I mentioned, the increased access to online learning has been something that has benefited the population of the Quad Cities campus, those post-traditional and working students that we attract. but also the first year students that the Quad Cities campus attracts. And we're looking at a number of new programs that we know will attract students. We have a focus on ensuring that our portfolio of offerings is aimed toward the community interests as well as the student demand for the types of academic experiences and careers they ultimately would like to have, whether they are in the Quad Cities region or beyond that.
And Western, in the Quad Cities, is going to be offering an early childhood degree. You know, as well as countless people in Iowa and Illinois, that there is such a need for early childhood care. I mean, these working mothers, these working families are finding it very difficult to find daycare. How much do you think that program is going to really be impactful in the Quad Cities?
We have great aspirations for that program because of that exact need and that demand in our Quad Cities area. Often you'll hear the term child care desert. As far as the access that our community has to preschool education in the Quad Cities. And so our early childhood education program is really designed, first of all, to attract a new population, a new generation of early childhood educators. Second, then, to involve those educators and our faculty in creating preschool opportunities for young people within the context of our program. So really a hands-on learning opportunity for our WIU students, but then also we are aiming toward community involvement in that as well. So access from our community to be able to access preschool services from Western Illinois University. And so very excited about the evolving conversations and plans for that.
Well, and then the potential for adding more students to the Western campus. The Common App is now part of Western's offerings to possible incoming students. How does that work, and how is that going to help families and students who are thinking of coming to Western?
Well, the Common App is an interesting tool that families can use to apply to any school in the state of Illinois. And what we've seen from WIU is increased interest through the ability for students to look at what institutions are available in the state of Illinois and seeing Western on that list and submitting that application and being part of the consideration, Western being part of their consideration for where they attend college. And so it's really created an added convenience and another avenue and tool for students to connect with Western Illinois University.
Well, getting ready for that last semester for the 2021-2022 school year, optimism, I take it, because there's so many new programs, so many new ideas that are emanating out of Macomb and the Quad Cities.
We're very excited and optimistic on both campuses, in part because of those new programs. In addition to early childhood, recent additions also include our psychology program, which is growing leaps and bounds. That was a high demand program that our community was asking for, that our students were calling and asking for, so we were able to meet that need. And then also the addition of civil and electrical engineering. The demand for engineers is also very high in the Quad Cities region and beyond. And so Western aims to deliver, to recruit students to those programs and to generate high qualified alumni that contribute then to the workforce and the quality of life in our community.
Western Illinois University Assistant Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Christy Mindrup.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.